Hey, great. I'm so happy that you're here. Actually, thank you so much for joining me here. It's gonna be loads of fun. So let's get to it. If I could have like the opportunity to blast something in neon all over the sky, all over the world as a message to people, it would be this: stop trying to become something. Stop trying to become something. You are something. You are great. You are who you are. Stop trying to become this like successful or beautiful or thin or skinny or like intelligent or famous or whatever it is. Stop trying to become anything but who you already are. Like, be intensely curious about who you are actually inside already. The image that I like to have is remember Deepwater Horizon, the big oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, that this like thing at the bottom of the ocean that just kept spewing oil and they couldn't stop it. Well, one of the ways that they try to stop it was with what they called a junk shot, and what that means is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. They had this like stream of oil coming out, and they just try to shoot all kinds of junk metal and golf balls and like whatnot at it. And that's kind of how we are as human beings, most of us. We have this life force inside of us that I picture as a flame, a fire burning inside of us. And then we have all this massive construct of junk and crap on top of us that is trying to hold us down and preventing us from just naturally being who we really are. And the more that we can naturally be who we are, the more fun and joyful and loving and like easy our lives are gonna be. But we don't do it that way. Instead of we try to tinker with the junk on top. We're like, oh, this golf ball is a little, let's move it over here and let's put on another there, and then that's gonna be great. Like, we keep it in that kind of over, controlling construct. That's what we're manipulating, when what we need to do is just throw that stuff away and just be that natural gushing life force of joyful energy, and then things are just going to be great and everything's going to work out. No, not exactly, right? But that's the essence of it. Things just get easy and flowing and joyful when you pull the junk away. And really, I mean that as like at like a physical and energetic level too. That like you can almost feel it when you get attuned with this. You can feel it physically, how you're holding yourself back, all the tensions that you have in your body, and like your stiff hips or your back pain or your shoulders that sit up like here. All that are just ways that we are holding ourselves back. So let's stop doing that. Let's stop doing that. It's not necessary. No. Instead, I want you to love yourself. I want you to love the way that you're holding yourself back too. That's part of life. We all have that. It's never gonna go away completely. But what I want you to do is have this mindset that instead of trying to build more stuff on top and controlling things more, let go of that crap and just go, be your natural self. Even if it pisses people off, even if it means that you lose a customer or lose some money or like even whatever it is, just that's the most important thing in your life, is to stop trying to become something and just be who you really are in this moment, moment to moment. Nothing in the future. It's this moment right now. So, you may be wondering, who the hell is this guy, right? As you may know, my name is Calvin, and I have been an entrepreneur almost all my life. Starting when I was a kid and wrote programs for the computer before, like I started that even before the IBM invented the PC, which kind of dates me a little bit. And then after graduating from high school, and university, I started actually all the while I was doing software. I was making money doing it, and like really early on made pretty good money. But as an entrepreneur, I always ended up struggling. And like, I always felt like a misfit, like something was wrong with me. Like, why couldn't I just, hold a job like my brother? Or why couldn't I just like go out and do some product and that would all just be, whatever people wanted to buy, and that would be fine. But I never felt happy and satisfied with that way. And I thought there was something wrong with me, but I think, like, in retrospect, I can see that I was probably more, it was more like I was ahead of my time, that I was like, I don't just want to make money doing something. Like, clearly we need to make money, and I would do freelance work, and I'd do, like, whatever to pay the bills, but it wasn't what satisfied me. What satisfied me was, like, I wanted to do something that felt unique and true to me, and so, but I wasn't, I had no idea what that was, like, what I was about, or what I didn't know myself at all, because I was so busy putting stuff on top here. I was so busy becoming something. I really wanted to become rich and successful and famous and, like, insanely rich and successful and famous and all that stuff. But this thing inside of me kept making trouble for myself, because that wasn't really what I wanted to do. It wasn't really what I was about. Really what I'm about is connecting and love and just sharing and doing spiritual entrepreneurship, being connected with life purpose and integrating spirituality and entrepreneurship. And I had no idea at the time, because I was so busy rejecting everything spiritual in my life for various reasons, because, like, I felt that it had betrayed me and my upbringing and all that stuff. And at some point, my father's, you know, I started my own company in 2002, right after having my first and only kind of real job for a startup in the United States in Boston, and then moved back to Denmark, which is where I'm from, started my own company and just learned as I went. And it went, let's say, up and down, but, like, mostly down, like up and then a lot of down and then up again. But then at some point my dad said, like, you know, that the idea that you know, his suggestion that I just start the company right away without learning from other jobs, which is what I wanted at the time, was the worst decision he ever the worst thing he ever did in his entire life. And that kind of hurt a bit, because, like, I felt like such a failure because I couldn't make a business work. And what I realized was that it's not about being a failure. It's about, you know, for me, finding my purpose. And if I hadn't failed at all these things, I would have never gotten to this point where I really learned to integrate who I truly am with my work as in business as an entrepreneur. So now I'm grateful for that advice. I'm grateful for the whole experience, and that's why I'm able to share with you, like, you know, from all the ways that I've done it wrong and what it's taken me to learn to do it right, if you will. I don't believe, like, in right or wrong necessarily, but I can tell you about the things that didn't work, and I can tell you about the things that worked. That was a little long story, but basically what I want you to take away here is that whenever you're struggling with something in your life in general, or specifically in your business, You wanna pause and see, how did I create this struggle? Instead of just looking at, like, how can we overcome this, you wanna see, how did I create this? Because the natural thing, look at it, like, when you get a cut, right, you have a wound, and then the wound heals naturally, automatically. You don't need to do anything for it, because that's the magic of consciousness and how it works. And your business, when it's working well, is the same thing. You don't need to struggle with it. It's not like you can sit down and struggle to make that wound heal faster. You know, it's just going to do its thing as long as you get out of the way. But if you keep peeling off the crust, or whatever, I don't know what it's called in English, then you're interfering with the natural process. And that is what we do most of the time. We're interfering with the natural process of life. So when you're struggling, when you find yourself with a challenge, I want you to go back and see, how did I create that? And the coming videos, the coming modules, are going to be about specific areas that I want you to look at to find, is it here, is it here, is it here, and find where it is that you need to adjust. All right? So thank you very much for listening again, and stay tuned for the next video in a few days. All right, bye-bye.